Hello, we'll be reading from the Book of Zohar, Volume 2, Article I Am He, Genesis Part 1, Item 168. The book can be downloaded on our website, kab.co.il, and questions can be asked there as well during the lesson.
Throughout the lesson, you can ask any question, and you can ask about things that aren't necessarily related to the Zohar. But the main thing is that if we want to capture the upper ziara, the upper light, which is the special force that exists in this book, and this is why it's revealed specifically in our times and was kept hidden up till now and is being revealed only now, it's because that there is a special light in it that shines on the souls and can connect the souls. And if so, correct them. Therefore, what we have to hope for all the time is for that upper radiance, the Zohar, that will shine upon us during the lesson. And it doesn't really matter how much we understand from what's written, but how much are we trying to be corrected? That our inclination should be that we're all trying to be connected as one man, in one heart, in our vut, and such a connection that we're making all the necessary efforts from below and the upper light. Will seal our connection from below. As it says, that the Creator shall complete the work. So let's hope that this is how it's going to be, and then in the correct connection between us, where the light corrects us, it means that it connects us. It connects us into one that in this action, it performs the 613, 18, and then it fulfills us with its light, meaning that it ends with the 613, Pkudin. So let's be worthy of that action, both from below and also from above.
I am He, Item 168. Who is it that said, "See now that I am He, and there is no God with me"? The one who says the verse is the cause of all causes. And the one who is called the cause of all causes is not above all the causes, but a cause among the rest of the causes. The degrees hang down from one another by cause and consequence, where each lower one is caused and results from its superior. A cause means operator, a consequence means operated. This indicates that the lower one has nothing except for that which it receives from its upper one. The friends who heard understood the words of Rabbi Shimon, who calls Partsuf Ak the cause of all causes, above the world's Abia. Rabbi Shimon calls Partsuf Atik de Atzilut the cause of all causes, who is a consequence of Ak and a cause for all the Partsufim Abia. Rabbi Shimon rejected them, for each of these causes will do nothing before it receives permission from the cause above it. As is explained in the verse, "Let us make man," that Ima cannot do anything without permission from Abba. So it is in every cause and consequence. Every lower one has no strength to do anything unless it receives the strength from the upper one. 169. The verse, "Let us make man," certainly relates to two, for each lower one said to the superior above it, "Let us make man." The lower one does not do anything without receiving permission and saying of that Partsuf that is above it. Likewise, its superior does not do anything until it receives an advice from his friend above him. so that each and every Partsuf from the Partsufim of Atzilut said, "Let us make man to his superior, and the superior one to the superior of the superior." For every novelty and emanation comes from sin, from Ein Sof, and cascades through the degrees until it comes to its place. The cascade is considered here that each lower one says, "Let us make man to his superior," when he receives from him the soul of man, to pass it on to the ones below him. But for a Partsuf called the cause of all causes, there is no similar above or below. As it is written, "And to whom will you liken me, that I should be equal, shall be said holy." He said that the verse, "See now that I am He, and there is no God with me, from whom to receive counsel, such as every lower one said to its superior, let us make man." 170. All the friends rose and said to Rabbi Shimon, "Rabbi, give us permission to speak in that place." They told him, "Rabbi, did you not clarify above that the cause of causes said to Keter, we shall make man?" The friends understood from the words of Rabbi Shimon that the cause of all causes is Ak, which is a crown Keter to all the worlds, and there is none, no degree above it. For it is the first degree emanated from Ein Sof. And the cause of all causes, they thought, is a name for Atik Datsilut. And after that, after he said that each degree said to the one above it, let us make man, it is found that the cause of causes, Atik, said to Ak, Keter, we shall make man. And that writing, they saw now, for I am He. The friends knew that it pertains to Atik, and so they asked him, how did Atik said there is no God with me to receive advice from? He may receive advice from the Keter, which is Ak. As Rabbi Shimon said, every cause said to its said every consequence said to its cause, we shall make man. Rabbi Shimon told them, your ears will hear what your mouths speak. Did I not tell you now that there is one called the cause of causes and is not the one who is called a cause to all causes? The cause of all causes has no other to receive advice from, for it is the first and has no partner. 171. For this reason he said, see now that I am He and there is no God with me to receive advice from, for it has no second and no sharing and no account. For there is one who is conjoined as male and female, where it is written, for I called it one. But he is one without calculation and no sharing. For that reason he said, and there is no God with me. Explanation. Because he taught them, made them understand that he speaks of the first emanator to the world, whom there is no one higher, to whom there is no one higher. And of this, from this aspect, he's found to be Atik, above everyone. For above Atik, it is not considered bestower, because he's corrected in the Malchut in Tzum Aleph, which was concealed in Rosh Atik and has no mating, and the worlds do not receive from her before the final correction, the end of correction. Therefore, Atik was corrected in the aspect of Bakar and Lobaka, which is the middle point between Ak and Abia, and so Atik is considered the first bestower to the worlds, and there is none above him. From Ak, the worlds cannot receive a thing. However, at the end of correction, the Malchut Tzimtzum Aleph, which was concealed in Rosh Datik, will be revealed and receive Zivug from Atik and bestow the worlds Abia. And of it is written then, a stone that was despised by the builders became a cornerstone, for the Malchut is called a stone. And when it is concealed in the Rosh of Atik without mating, wherever this Malchut is revealed, dinim and punishments are drawn from it. And so the builders despised it. However, at the end of correction, when it will receive the Zivug at Rosh of Atik, It will be revealed and show to all that it was the cornerstone. And then Atik will say, as is written, "See now that I am He and there is no God with me." And as Rabbi Shimon interpreted, "There is no God with me to receive advice from, for he has no second and no sharing and no account." For in the 6,000 years, Arich Ampin is considered a keter to the world of Atzilut, and Atik is completely gone because of the concealment of the Malchut de Tzimtzum Aleph, who has no mating, and the Zivug, the mating, was done only in the matter of Baka, which is the shared Malchut of the Midat al-Chamim. And the first Parzuf, which came out on this shared Malchut, is Arich Ampin, which lacks Malchut the Tzimtzum Aleph, and instead of it received the shared Malchut. Therefore, it is the bestower to all of the Parzufim of Atzilut, meaning that it receives from Atik and bestows to Atzilut. And Atik itself was not known before the end of correction. And at the end of correction, when the writing will be revealed, she was a cornerstone, then we shall say, "See now that I am He. The Malchut is called Me, or I." And because the Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph will receive this great Zivug, in the world it will be revealed that I, in the 6,000 years, when she was shared in Midat al-Chamim, and herself, her own being, was concealed, I am He, meaning I of Tzimtzum Aleph, which is the revelation of the being of Malchut, the essence of Malchut, and there is no God with me, as I have no other to receive advice from. For I, who is revealed in the 6,000 years, required a second degree, Bina, to receive advice from, meaning correction. However, now I do not need to receive advice from another, for I am perfected, and all my needs I fulfill. And I have no more sharing in Midat al-Chamim, because my din is sweet, mitigated completely, and has no account. The common stream in Midat al-Chamim de Bina, called an account or calculation, because calculation is from the word thought, which is the name of Bina, which mitigates the Masach, and says that from now it does not need this calculation anymore, meaning a mitigated Masach or screen. Therefore it was said that there is one in sharing as male and female, where it is written that I called him one. For before the correction, Malchut was shared in the Midat al-Chamim as Zerampin and Nukva, which are termed sun and moon. And in the sharing of Midat al-Chamim, the Mochin, the Yud Gimel, received the qualities of Chamim, which are one. And it is said on Zon, I called him one, as it is written, he is one and his name is one. But he is one without calculation and without sharing. Now, the Malchut itself is one without calculation, without accounting, which is a mitigated Masach, and without the sharing of Midat al-Chamim, as it is written, on that day the Creator will be one and His name one. For the moon does not need to be integrated into Zerampin, as it is written, he is one and his name is one. However, the moon will shine light of itself in one matter. And so it is one, the moon, and his name is one, the moon. For the sun of the moon shall be as the sun's light. The friends arose and flattened themselves, prostrated themselves before him. They said, "Blessed is he who the Creator agrees with to reveal hidden secrets which were not revealed before." 172. He told them, "Friends, we must now complete the writing, for how many hidden secrets are there in this writing? I shall live, I shall kill, and I will make live." Rejuvenate. Oh, there. I've been without a translation thus far, and now I have a translation again. So, extend from the right line and death extends from the left line, but if both do not agree in the middle line, the judgment that they are three together in a seat does not hold. That is, the judgment is upheld only when there are three lines together. Although life extends to the righteous from the right line and death extends to the wicked from the left line, it is only once the middle line comes and decides between them, clothing the lines in one another. However, prior to the decision of the middle line, there is existence neither for life, which extends from the righteous from the right line, nor to death, which extends to the wicked from the left line, since the lines are disputed. Once the left wins towards Din, and once the right wins for Chesed, without permanence and persistence. 173. Sometimes the three of them agree to pass judgment, and the stretched hand will come to welcome the returning. Yad, hand, is Yud Dalet, 14 letters. 4 letters in simple Havaya, and 10 letters in Havaya with a filling. The 4 letters of simple Havaya are Yud He Vav He, implying the Sfira of Keter. The 10 letters in Havaya with the filling are Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph, imply the Sfira of Chokhmah. In Katnu, the 3 Sfirot Bina and Tum descend from the Nukva to Bia and to the Klipot and remain only in 2 Sfirot, Keter Chokhmah de Kelim. Then the Nukva is implied in the name Yad, hand, implying the 2 Sfirot Keter Chokhmah, in whom there are 14 letters, 4 in Keter and 10 in Chokhmah. Then the 3 of them agree to pass judgment, and even the right line agrees to the judgment because there are only 14 letters in each line from Keter Chokhmah, and his Bina and Tum fell to the Klipot. Then the Klipot acquire 28 letters of the filling of filling, applying Kli of Bina and Tum included in her, which is the power to make the lower ones sin and also to punish them. Those 2 are one. As we learn, he is the devil, he is the evil inclination, he is the angel of death. For he is the one who makes one sin, and he is the one who ascends and slanders, and he is the one who descends and takes one's soul. Thus, the sin and its punishment are one. Through man and repentance and good deeds, the Nukva raises her Bina and Tum back from the Klipot, and they clothe the souls of the lower ones who repented. Afterwards, she lowers the Masach from Nikve Naim to Peh, raises Bina and Tum to Atzilut together with the souls, is completed in 10 Sfirot, and receives Mochin de Gadlut for the souls of the lower ones who are attached to the Kelim Bina and Tum that rose to her. And the stretched hand will come to welcome the returning. The matter is clarified from its beginning, that from the beginning the Nukva was diminished to staying in those 14 letters, which are Keter Chokhmah of each of her lines, only to later welcome the returning in repentance and to raise them to Atzilut. For it was not possible to give Mochin de Gadlut to the lower ones anyway. This is why divinity is called right hand on the part of the line of Chesed and left hand on the part of the line of Din, and the hand of the Lord on the part of the middle line, the line of Rachamim. Only 14 letters remained in each line from Nukva de Katnut, Keter Chokhmah, in each line, while Bina and Tum of each one fell into Bia. When he repents, those 14 letters save him from the din. That is, after the Nukva lowers the Masach below Chokhmah to its place as before, and raises Bina and Tum back to her, they also rise with them through repentance and receive Mochin de Gadlut, which is the light of Rachamim. But when the cause for all causes sentences, The hand is not stretched out to welcome the returning. Rather, it is to the contrary, as it is written, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Meaning, all this relates to the darkness of Ima, but in the darkness of Tzimtzum Aleph, which is concealed in Atik, who is called the cause of all causes, as we learn, and the wicked shall be put to silence in darkness. Then, as it is written, there is none that can deliver out of my hands. 174. See now that I am He, and there is no God with me. I will put to death and make alive. I is said three times in this verse. There are three times Aleph, the letter Aleph, in the beginning of the words, and three times the letter Yud at the end of the words, since the beginning of the words Ani, I, is Aleph, and the end of the word is Yud. The three letters Yud imply the name Sag, which is the filling of the name Havaya, Yud Vav Daled, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Yud, which are Sag, or 63 in Gematria. There are three letters Yud in it, and the letters Aleph imply the filling of the name Havaya in the number Ma, 45. Yud Vav Daled Hey Aleph Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph, which are Ma in Gematria, in whom there are three letters Aleph. We should also explain the word see now that I am He at the end of the correction, when the name Bon, the Nukva, returns to being the name Sag, as it is written, see now that I, who was included in receiving thus far only from the name Havaya, filling with Aleph, Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph, in which there are three letters Aleph, implying the Ampin, now at the end of correction, I am He, in Havaya filled with Sag, in whom there are three letters Yud, implying upper Ima. The intimation three times I, in which three are the fillings of the two Havaya, relates to that. The three letters Yud de Sag and the three letters Aleph de Ma are written, as it is written, and the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. There are also three letters Vav in the verse, in Hebrew, and will make alive, and I, and there is no, which are implied in those two names Sag, Yud Vav Daled, Hey Yud Vav Aleph Vav Hey Yud, and Ma, Yud Vav Daled, Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph, meaning there are three letters Vav in each. Vav implies the Ampin, indicating that it too is included in those ascents that are implied in the two names. However, it amounts to Havaya filled with Ab, Yud Vav Daled, Hey Yud Vav Yud Vav Hey Yud, the upper Abba. 175. The words, see now that I am He, apply to the Creator and His divinity, the Ampin and His Nukva. I is divinity. He is the Creator, who is called Vav Hei Vav. In the future, at the end of correction, the Nukva will say, see that I, Vav Hei Vav, are one. As it is written, and the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, meaning that the Nukva is equal to the Ampin. And there is no God with me refers to other gods, Sam and serpent. For then it will be revealed that Sam and the serpent never separated between the Creator and His divinity, as it is written, by the mouth of two witnesses shall he that is to be put to death be put to death, which applies to Sam, who was dead from the beginning and was but a servant to hurry the redemption of souls, of our souls. This is the meaning of I will put to death and make alive. I will put to death with my divinity the one who is guilty, and I will make alive with my divinity the one who is innocent. The Creator's guidance from the beginning will appear throughout the world, and then, as it is written, sinners will cease from the earth, and the wicked shall be no more. That is, unlike what it seems to us during the 6,000 years, that there is a governance that objects to Kedusha, which are Sam and the serpent, as it is written, when man rules over man, it is to his detriment. But it will appear to all, I will put to death and make alive with my divinity, and there is none else besides him. The words, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand, is the 14 letters of the name Havaya, which are the four letters of simple Havaya, and the 10 letters of Haya filled with Aleph, Yud Vav Daled Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph, and the 14 letters in the name Kozo, Kaf Vav Zain Vav, Bamuchsaz Kozo Kaf Vav Zain Vav Bet Mem Vav Kaf Samech Zain Kaf Vav Zain Vav. That is the three lines called three hands, because in each line there are 14 letters of the name. There are 14 letters of Havaya Elokim, Havaya, the Lord our God, the Lord, in the, on the right line. And there are 14 letters, Kozo, Bamuchsaz Kozo, on the left line. And there are 14 letters from the simple Havaya and from filled Havaya in the middle line. Those are the names Havaya, Elokenu, Havaya, and Kozo, Bamuchsaz, Kozo. And the two lines that extend from Cholam and Shuruk, and they are Gar. But the middle line extends from Chirik, Vak without Rosh, which is extended over the Masach de Prina Aleph. This is why there are 14 letters there, simple Havaya, filled with, and filled Havaya, implying Keter Chochma de Kelim and Ruach Nefesh of lights. Bina and Tum de Kelim are missing, which are the 28 letters of the filling of filling in Havaya. Yud Vav Daled, Vav Aleph, Vav Daled Lamed, Taf, Hey Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, Vav Aleph Vav, Aleph Lamed Pei, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. It is so because the filling of the filling of Yod is Yod Vav Dalet Vav Aleph Vav Dalet Lamed Taf. And the filling of the Hey is Aleph, Hey Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. And the filling of the Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, Aleph Lamed Pei, Vav Aleph Vav. The bottom Hey is Hey Aleph Aleph Lamed Pei, as it is written, the hand upon the throne of the Lord will war with Amalek from generation to generation. This is so because there are only 14 letters in the middle line. Therefore, there are only Yud Hei there, lacking the letters Vav Hei, which are 28 letters of the filling of the filling. All that is because the Lord has war with Amalek. This is as the prayer of Moses, as it is written, and now let the power of the Lord be great, meaning let the 28 letters be extended to the 14 letters, and the name Havaya will be completed with 10 Sefirot de Kelim and Naran Chai of lights. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand is the 14 letters of the name Havaya, referring to those two hands, which are 14 letters in the middle line, which is deficient of Gal. This is why she avenges the wicked. The 14 letters on the left line, which are Kozo, Bamuchsaz, Kozo, are also Dinim, which are also Dinim, sorry, and she avenges the wicked, and they disclose the complete unification. In the future, all will see that there is none that can deliver out of my hand, because they had brought the end of correction. It is all true, both the first interpretation and the second interpretation, and also what the friend said in explaining the verse. But what was said above, that the upper cause, the cause of all causes, is the one who said, I am He, Atik Datsilut, when the Zivug of Hidden Malchut appears as the cornerstone. That secret was not given to all the sages and prophets, meaning it was given only to a chosen few among them. 176. There are several causes, degrees that are hidden and unknown. Rather, they are clothed and assembled into Sfirot, and the Sfirot are Merkavot to them, like the Merkava, chariot assembly, that discloses the presence of the one who rides it. The Sfirot reveal the degrees clothed within them. The degrees hang down and emerge from one another by way of cause and consequence, where each lower one is affected by its superior and exists through it. There are causes that are hidden from the lower ones. There are three first. These are the first three parts of Him, Ari Champin and Abba Veima. It is so because the disclosure begins from Yishut onwards. And he says about these first three, there are several hidden causes and they are unknown. Rather, they clothe in the Sfirot, which are Yishut and Zon, that become a Merkava for them, appearing within them like a rider who is revealed only on his carriage. Those first three are hidden from the thoughts of people, as it is written, for one higher than the high watches, and they are higher than they. The lights are polished by one another, where everyone that is higher than the other is also more polished, and those who receive are darker than the ones above them, from whom they receive. That is, each one that is lower than the other is darker than him, and although with regard to the lower one he is considered a sparkling light, with respect to the upper one he is regarded as darkness, because so the degrees gradually diminish from one another. But the cause of all causes, there is no light that can stand before it, for all the lights darken and quench before him.
Amnon, you want to ask something? No. Who does? Yes, Terence.
Rav, what do you do during the Zohar lesson?
I sit together with you and everyone else, listening to what the reader reads, reading the text.
What about intention?
Not something special. There are intentions that, just like here, where the Zohar writes about the combination of the letters, but it's not an intention in terms of letters, but in terms of forces. If a person starts feeling the forces that are operating in him, then the text, for him, it becomes like orders in a computer, that you can write orders. This goes up, this goes down, this you connect, this your distance. You saw the different orders on the computer. So that's how it is. So here the Zohar tells us what to do. For those who discover the different degrees, and for each and every degree, a person who reads the Zohar, along with it, he performs interactions to connect what, to distance what. These are forces, and those forces, and this is tzimtzum, and this isn't, and then the book, it becomes like a partitura. Like the program. It's like a musician. He has notes, suppose. But, you know, notes that... It's an entire symphony. And so he plays. A person plays inside, on the inside, with forces that he can already control. Connect distance with the different degrees of the Ofiyut, so he really works with it. And accordingly, not by himself, but his soul opens in a way that he feels the general soul of all of reality, where all of reality is one soul. And then he works inside the general soul, inside this general desire, and feels the response, how much he is becoming the Creator's partner. This is actually, but this is for those who attain, and also for those who attain.
But
it's not the end of correction. So there's more and more work and what to yearn for and draw more and more light for the correction. Meaning it'll come naturally. just like a child that grows and gradually goes into life. And then he knows how to do this in life, that in life, how. He looked at others. Or he grew wiser from within. The main thing for us is to feel that we are in one soul and that everyone's working for everyone. It's extremely important. It saves everything. Meaning, if you think that you're in one soul working with others, for others, you can't be wrong. You already pull a general light that holds you and does not allow you to fall.
If I ask to love, I want to love my friends, is it egoistic?
So of course that if you think that it's one goal, then of course there's connection between everyone is called love.
But if I ask to love the friends, to love my friends, I'm asking for myself, I'm not asking for them.
Okay, but you're asking to love. So to love, it means that you're willing to accept their desires as their desire as more important than yours and to serve them in everything. But I'll tell you that it's safer to speak about one's soul. Mister. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I have doubts about this question.
Don't worry. I won't shout at you. I have a good mood today. I won't yell.
All right. So for us, you are the cause. You're the one who opens, the one who allows, the one who says what to do.
And so, and then what?
So, what's the hindrance?
Nothing's holding us back. We're advancing at a good pace. That you're impatient, that's good. But the impatience has to lead us to the deficiency, to a greater raising of man. But actually, from above, we're getting help, we're being encouraged, there's really a very merciful attitude towards us from above. Because on our part, there should have been much more better, more intensive actions on our part. But still, we have to be grateful that we are in mercy. We'll try to advance some more. We have to feel the sorrow of the entire world. Multiply it by 620, and you'll feel the sorrow of the Shekhinah on the tiniest degree. Yeah?
Perhaps because of this, the question is, well, there's a feeling that the world is, there are crises upon crises. There's crisis upon crisis in the world, and is what is happening here? Is it enough in order to further?
This is something that I don't think about. What I do think about is how do we give him contentment? That's it. The calculation of is it enough or not enough for the world, or how much more is needed in order for the world not to explode or turn upside down, that's not my problem. I have no control over it, and I have no way to measure it. But in each and every state in which we are active, even now during the studying of the Zohar, we have to try and give him contentment. Please.
I have no translation, by the way, so I'm translating on the fly. We shall make man in our image. The friends clarified it regarding the angels who said over this writing to the Creator. Rabbi Shimon told them, because the angels know the present and the future which is to come, and they knew that one, that man is destined to sin, why did they want to create man? And said, we shall make man. 178. And no more. But these angels, Azza and Azael, would litigate over the creation of man. For when the Shekhinah said to the Creator, we shall make man, they said, what is man that you shall know him? Why do you want to create man when you know that he is destined to sin before you in his wife, which is darkness? Because light is male and darkness is the Nukva, which comes from the left line, which is considered the darkness of creation. After the Gadlut of Zon, which was attained in the sixth day of Genesis, and they rose and clothed Abba v'Imaylein, then Zon emanated Adam Rishon, created him. And his creation was first in Katnut and then in Gadlut, as all the act of Bereshit extended. It is written, there shall be light, heaven, lights, and restrictions which brought about Katnut. In the writing, there shall be light, and God created the heavens, and God created the two great lights. Their Gadlut left, and they returned the letter Ele. And here also, in this article, we shall make man, restriction was made, and the Nukva reduced or lowered our letters Ele to Bia. And by this, the Nukva was reduced into Vak without a Rosh, and with her all the angels, which are her hosts. And in the writing, God created man, Gadlut was removed, revoked. And they said, the friends said, when he called the hosts of the high angels, he sat them before him and told them, I want to create man, meaning Zon were diminished into Vak, and with them all the angels of above, when he wanted to create a man. And they hinted this, they implied this word with the words, and he sat them before him. Because sitting implies a reduction of the koma, of the degree. Because the degree is not whole, but only when one stands. When one sits, his degree is shortened. And this is why all the angels were reduced into Vak without a Rosh. And so all the angels were incensed and asked, what is the nature of this man that his creation lowers us? And he told them, man who is created in our image, his wisdom will be greater than yours. Meaning, after Zon returns these letters Ele to their degree, the worlds of Bia will rise with them to Atzilut, and Adam will attain Naranda Atzilut, which is higher, much higher than the aspect of angels. And then all the angels will rise because of him to Atzilut, as it truly happened on the sixth day before the sin. And when the angels heard this, they immediately agreed to his creation. And so the friends said that the angels themselves said and agreed, we shall make man by this writing, because the Creator told them that through man, all will attain an ascension to Atzilut. And for this, Rabbi Shimon told them, because they knew the future which is to come, when he is destined to sin and lose all the Mochin da Atzilut, and fall back to Bia, and with him all of the angels. And so, why did they agree to make man? They stand to lose more than they gain for a time. And moreover, Azza and Azael would be litigants, would serve as litigants over the creation of man. The angels knew that they would sin, and so Azazel denounced him first and announced that he will sin, and so all the angels agreed with them. At that time, Shekhinah told them, "On this thing that you denounce, you are destined to fall. As it is written, and the sons of God saw the daughters of man, that they were good, and took women from wherever they chose, and divinity dropped them, lowered them from their holiness. And why did they denounce and not agree, Azazel, why did they not agree to the creation of man, as all the angels agreed? All the Mochin de Gadlut, which extend over the 6,000 years, are not from Gardeab. And those angels, Azazel, are drawn from the Choraim of Abba Ve'ima, the internal Abba Ve'ima, which served in Nikudim, which are Gardeab, which were concealed and are not revealed for 6,000 years. It therefore follows that this reply, that the Creator replied to all the high angels, God translation now, that the man who is created in our image, his wisdom will be greater than your wisdom, for which they all agreed to be diminished during the saying, let us make man. That reply was not at all sufficient for Aza and Azel, because since their essence is from Gardeab, then all the great mochin of Adam HaRishon, even the mochin from before the sin, do not belong to their essence at all. For they were all only from Vakdeab. For this reason, they would not gain anything by man's creation, which is why they were unlike all the high angels and slandered the creation of the man, because they did not want to be diminished for his creation.
They increased their slandering even more after he sinned. After the Creator created the man and he sinned, Aza and Azazel came before the Creator and said, we have something to say to you. The man that you made sinned before you. Because of their slandering, the man was delayed in his presence, in his repentance. Which is why it was said that this thing that you are slandering, you will fall by it. For because of your slandering, the man will be deprived of repenting right after the sin, and the daughters of the man will come out uncorrected, and you will eventually fornicate after them. 179. The friends told him, Rabbi, in the end, Aza and Azazel did not lie in their words. Divinity should have replied to them, at least answer their slandering, because it was true that the man would sin because of the Nukva. As Aza and Azazel said, for it is written, the man whom you have given with me gave me of the tree, and I ate. He replied to them, so said divinity, you, Aza and Azazel, came to slander before me, more than all the hosts of above. If you were better than the man in your deeds, you would be right to slander him. But the man will sin with only one woman, and you with many women. Thus your sins are more numerous than the sins of people. As it is written, and the sons of God saw the daughters of the man, that they were good. It did not say the daughter of man, but the daughters of man, many daughters. Moreover, Adam sinned, and I have already prepared for him repentance to correct what he had sinned. Since repentance preceded the world, but to angels repentance does not help at all. Divinity gave them two answers. One, it is not for you to slander whatsoever because you are worse than man. Two, if the man should sin, I have prepared for him the correction of repentance in advance, and he will correct what he had sinned. 180. The friends replied to him, Why then is all that? Meaning, if the whole reason for the correction of man is that he can repent and correct his corruption, then what is all that for? It would have been better not to create the darkness in the Nukva, and the man would not sin to begin with. Rabbi Shimon replied to the friends, were it not so that the Creator created the good inclination and the evil inclination, which are light and darkness, there would not be mitzvot and transgressions for Adam debriah, but Adam, the man, was created from both, from light and darkness, which is why the writing says, see, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil, meaning this is why there are mitzvot and transgressions in man, and the choice has been prepared for him to choose between good and evil. They replied to him, what is all that for? It would be better if the darkness were not created and there would not be reward or punishment for man, rather that being created, sinning, and causing all those many corruptions that he has caused by his sin. 181. He said to them, it was right to create him in light and in darkness, because the Torah was created for the man, for punishment to the wicked, and reward for the righteous are written in it. And there cannot be reward and punishment unless in Adam de Briah, who consists of light and darkness, as it is written, he created it not a waste, he formed it to be inhabited. That is, the world was not created to be in chaos and darkness for the wicked. Rather, he formed it to be inhabited, to give a good reward to the righteous. The reward is obtainment of the Torah. As it is written, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, since the Torah and the Creator are one. And if the man were not created in light and darkness, in which choice between good and bad and reward and punishment are possible, it would not be possible for that good reward that is received in the Torah, and for which it was created to be revealed to the righteous. The friends told him, indeed we heard now what we have not heard thus far. Now it is clear that the Creator did not create something that he does not need. 182. Moreover, the Torah de Briah, in whom there are light and darkness, reward and punishment, is a clothing of divinity. If man were not destined to be created, divinity would be without a clothing, like one who is poor without clothes. Because of that, anyone who sins is as though he stripped the clothes from divinity, and this is the punishment of the sinful person. 183. Anyone who keeps the mitzvot of the Torah, it is as though he dresses divinity with her clothes. This is why they interpreted the verse that it is said about the talit and the tzitzit, for that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. In what shell he lay? This related to the exile, for the divinity was stripped from her clothes by Israel's sins, and it was said about her, in what shell he lay? The darkness of Briah is darkness of Ima, Zad de Bina, clothing Arichanpin from his chazeh to the tabur. They are called lower Abba ve'Ima. It was said about above that upper Ima had an appellation whose number is 86, like the number of Elohim, and that appellation is light and darkness, and because of that, darkness is that appellation. Abba said that Adam de Briah would sin, as Adam de Briah is the light of the upper clothing. The darkness of Briah, which makes Adam de Briah sin, is the appellation of Upper Ima. The darkness of Ima is a clothing for the upper light, because that darkness is done through the ascent of the restricted Malchut to the place of Bina. Ima and the letters Ele, Bina and Tum de Ima, descended to the place of Nukva. Also Bina and Tum de Nukva descended to Naran of people,
And Ima remains in Mide Elokim, Keter and Chochma of Kelim, and Vak without Rosh of Lights. Also, the Nukva was darkened in Vak without a Rosh, and she is the darkness that was created in the appellation of Ima. However, Ima did that on purpose, since by raising man from the Torah and good deeds on the lower ones, Ima then returns her letters, Ele, and the name Elohim is completed in her. Also the Nukva. Also the Nukva, who closed the letters Ele, rises with them to Ima, returns her letters Ele, and the name Elohim is completed in her as well. Then Naran of people also rise with the letters Ele of the Nukva to the place of Ima, where they receive the Mochin and Ima. Therefore these letters Ele are considered the upper clothing, since they rise from the place of the lower one to the upper one, clothing the upper one more, as they were prior to their fall to the place of the lower one. This is why the mochin that the lower one receives upon his ascent with them to the upper one is called light of the upper clothing, since he received the light through those letters ele that returned and became clothing for the upper one. It was said above that people cannot receive the upper light unless through clothing. It was said that Adam de Bria would sin, that he is a light for the upper clothing, because if the lower ones corrupt their works, the upper zivuk stops and the letters ele de zon fall to bia once again to the place of klipot, the letters ele de ima fall to the place of zon, and the darkness in the upper ones comes out again, since they return to vak without a rosh. Thus the man causes diminution and blemish to Adam de Beria, because he receives the light of the upper clothing, and through the sin the clothing, the letters ele, returns and he falls into the klipot. The Torah de Bria is a clothing of divinity, since the Torah and good deeds in which Adam de Bria engages elevate the letters Ele of divinity from Bia to Atzilut and become her clothing. Also, Ima returns her letters Ele with the Nukva, raises them to her place, and receives the great Mochin in the place of Ima. Thus, the Torah de Bria becomes a clothing for divinity. It was said that repentance preceded the world. It is so because the world had to be created in the darkness of Bria, to lower the letters Ele from the degrees, which causes darkness in the world. The man sinned because of the darkness, and repentance had been prepared for him. Through the repentance, he returns the letters Ele, and the light, which is the purpose of creation, is extended to the world. If the man were not destined to be created, and there would not be the matter of raising the letters Ele from Bia to Atzilut, divinity would be without clothes, like a poor man without a great mochin de Ima. For by raising her letters Ele from Bia, she can rise to Ima with the letters Ele de Ima and receive the Mochin from her. If the man were not created, the Nukva would not have Mochin, and she would be considered poor. Thus all the clothes of Nukva are only because of the darkness of Ima, which is the darkness of Bria. Darkness is the black in the Torah, the ink in her letters. Light is the white in the Torah, the parchments of which, on which the letters are written. When the light clothes in darkness, it is written about the Torah, I am black and beautiful. When the light, the white in the Torah, departs there, the Torah says, do not see me, that I am swarthy. Zerampin is called Torah. His mochin are the light of Torah and white in her. The clothes of the mochin, the darkness of Ima, are the letters Ele de Ima, the black in the Torah. When the mochin de Ima clothe in the darkness, the letters Ele in her, Zerampin says, I am black and beautiful, since those clothes are the reason for all his mochin. But when the light departs from the clothes and the clothes fall from Ima once again, as do the clothes of Zoan, their letters Elif fall to Biah once again. Then Zerampin the Torah says, do not see me that I am swarthy, since then the Klipot cling to his black as he is in Biah and devoid of light. If he is rewarded, it becomes a potion of life for him, since all the mochin of one who engages in Torah extend to him through the black in the Torah, and the black becomes clothing over the white. If he is not rewarded, it becomes a potion of death to him, because then the mochin depart from their clothes, and the clothes fall into the klipot and become a potion of death to him.
That was a beating. Yes.
No.
Please.
Good evening, Rav. Is it possible to explain through the Zohar? It says about the kings or the angels. We learn that the angels are the forces of nature. And it says in the Zohar that the forces of nature, the angels, were at first against man, and then they agreed to make man to be created.
We just read it. Because thanks to man they ascend, and without man they haven't ascents nor descents. They remain in place. These are forces which have no capability to alter their state. Yes.
Alexander from Moscow is asking, while reading the Zohar, I want for my friends to be connected. What kind of connection should I depict?
One. Very simple. We are one soul. This is what I said to begin with. We are one soul. And there is no difference between them, no division between them, between us. Nothing. Just one form. And the more I add to that form, for that structure, that's how we advance. And I have no account for myself. It's like being on a ship together. On the Titanic. That's it. Whatever happens to everyone will happen to you also. So you need to care for everyone. All right? Good. Well, yes.
Rav, how can we, while reading the Zohar, add to the intention, not in quantity, but in quality?
We only speak of intention in quality. What quantity do we have?
Meaning the frequency of the entrances and exits.
Frequency is also quality. Frequency is counted as quality. Just be in that all the time. Continue. Let's continue. Amud 131, Tfilah La'ani. Even though we don't remember what we just read, maybe there is some impression left over, but this will be gone also. Still, it's all registered, it's all written within. You'll see that there is no forgetfulness. It will all be revealed later on, really, literally as if you just put something into your computer's memory. You took this book and downloaded it in. So, no problem at all. We just need to get to that degree where it's revealed, and it'll be revealed. Yes.
A prayer for the poor, 184. If the prayer is incomplete, several harm-doing angels chase it. As it is written, all her pursuers overtook her. This is why we pray, and He is merciful, will atone an iniquity and will not destroy, and He numerously subsides His anger and will not evoke all of His wrath. Corresponding to the four klipot, one will atone an iniquity. Corresponding to Sam and the serpent, two will not destroy. Corresponding to the klipa called destroyer, three, and he numerously subsides his anger. Corresponding to the klipa called anger, four, and will not evoke all of his anger. Corresponding to the klipa called wrath. We pray that those four klipot will not chase after the prayer. Several harm-doing angels hang down from those four klipot. There are seven appointees, and 70 are hanging in them, and those 70 appointees slander in every firmament through which the prayer passes, and then 700 million harm-doing angels hang down from them. 185. If the prayer rises in completeness, which is in a talit of mitzvah and in a tefillin of the head and arm, it is written about them, and all the people of the earth shall see that the name of the Lord is called upon you. The name of the Lord is a head tefillin, and anyone who sees the name Havaya on the head in a prayer, which is the name Adni, quickly runs away, as it is written, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your might. 186. Because Yaakov saw in the spirit of holiness the pressure in the last exile at the end of days, it was said about him, and Jacob was very much afraid and distressed. He divided the holy nation and the exile into three b'chinot, as it is written, and he put the handmaids and their children first, up front in the exile of Edom, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph last. It is so because three p'chinot are discerned in the Paltzuf Nukva de Zeranpin, her Chabad Chagat from Chazay and above. This is Leah. Two, her Tanhi from Chazay and below, which is Rachel. Three, her Malchut, which is considered the handmaids. Since Malchut de Nukva is called the end of days, meaning the end of the Sfirot, for the Sfirot are called days, to correct her, Israel suffered the exile of Edom. Also, the children of Israel divide by the three Bechinot in the Nukva, the children of Leah, the children of Rachel, and the children of handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children first. They are the first in the exile, in Edom, because the grip of the Klipot is primarily in them, as they are from Malchut of the Malchut. However, the first two Bechinot, which are the sons of Leah and the sons of Rachel, are corrected in and of themselves, but suffer because of the flaw in the third p'china, Malchut de Malchut, for all three p'chinot are 10 sfirot of a single pertsuf. Those three p'chinot are of the value of Naran, because the children of the handmaid are considered nefesh, the children of Leah, Chabad Chagat de Kelim, with nefesh ruach of lights, are considered ruach, and the children of Rachel, in the sense that they complement the 10 sfirot in the Kelim Tanhi from Chazan below, are considered neshama. And because he later saw their meagerness and affliction, he said and prayed for them, and I shall return to my father's house in peace, meaning that they will be rewarded with being redeemed. And arriving at the temple, he prayed for them, and he would give them bread to eat and cloth to wear, so the klipot would not grow strong over them and arrest their abundance. 187. David said about divinity, about that exile, hungry and weary and thirsty in the desert. For he saw her desolate and dry and felt for the affliction of divinity. Although David himself is from Chazeh and above, for he is from the children of Leah. The matter of the exile in Edom relates to Malchut de Malchut from Chazeh and below. He sympathized with her afflictions and prayed for her, although she is not his own Bechina. After he saw Israel returning in repentance with joy, he set up 10 kinds of psalms, in the last one of which he said, a prayer for David. Lend your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and meager. He saw that all the prayers that are with a tune were received late by the king and would not enter him until the prayer of the poor entered. This is why he placed the prayer of the poor before all the prayers. It is so because after Israel repented and raised the man through Torah and good deeds, returning Zon, Panim Bepanim, face to face, because the construction of the Paltzuf of Nukva was completed, then David set up 10 kinds of psalms corresponding to the 10 Sfirot of Nukva. It is presented that there are 3 Bechinot in the 10 Sfirot of Paltzuf Nukva, Leah, Rachel, handmaids. During the 6,000 years, only Leah and Rachel, who are her 9 Sfirot, can be corrected in full. But the handmaids, who are her Malchut, will be fully corrected only at the end of correction. This is why Malchut is called the end of days. It therefore follows that he corrected only 9 kinds of psalms with the upper completeness, corresponding to Leah and Rachel, but the 10th one corresponding Malchut, David, could not correct as it should be. At the end of all of them, David said a prayer, for I am poor and meager. It is so because at the end of them, all opposite Malchut, he could not correct her and properly say a psalm with a proper tune. This is why he said a prayer without a tune. He said that in this b'china he is poor and meager and cannot extend to her any abundance because she is about to be correct only at the end of correction and not before. Yet she still has some correction during the 6,000 years prior to the end of correction in a clothing of mitzvah. Moreover, before the last b'china receiving that beginning of her correction, no correction will be made in the first 9 of Malchut. She saw that all the complete prayers that are with a tune, meaning the 9 kinds of psalms that correspond to the first b'chinot of Nukva, Leah, and Rachel, which are fit to receive their entire correction during the 6,000 years, as well are still belated to enter the king and will not enter to receive their correction before the 3rd and last b'china. Her Malchut, called a prayer for the poor, enters first to receive the beginning of her correction in a clothing of mitzvah. It is written, a prayer for the poor when he wraps. The poor envelops and detains all the previous prayers until his prayer enters. The prayer of the poor, wrapping means detaining, as it is written, the wrapped ones were lavans. This is why the prayer of the poor comes before all the prayers, and this is why it was said, a prayer for the poor, when he wraps, because he must enter first, he detains the others. 188. The prayer of the poor is the evening prayer, the Nukva. When she has her own authority, it is so because then the Nukva is without her husband, and because she is without her husband, she is poor and dry without abundance, and she is under her husband. And she is under the domain of any person, meaning that anyone enslaves her with his ways and deeds. This is the seed of Yaakov, who are in the domain of all the nations of the world. For all the nations enslave them under their authority. It is similar to the evening prayer. For as the Nukva is considered the evening prayer, it is the domain of any person. Likewise, the seed of Yaakov are in the exile in the authority of the nations of the world. There are three prayers, morning, afternoon, and evening. The first two prayers correct the first two prinot of Nukva, her first nine, which are fit to receive their own corrections. Hence, they are a mitzvah. The evening prayer, permission, as it is a correction of the third prina of the Nukva, her malchut has no correction during the 6,000 years. This is why she is considered her own authority without her husband, because she has no zivug with her husband until the end of the correction.
Shemesh b'shabbat tzedaka la'aniim. Zeran Pin, Mechune Shemesh.
189. The Sabbath prayer is charity to the poor. As we learn, sun on a Sabbath, charity for the poor. Zampin is called the sun. On Sabbath, he has a zivug panim v'panim with the nukva, like the Abba Ve'ima, upper Abba Ve'ima. And then the Bchina Gimel of Nukva, her Malchut, receives her abundance too, although not because she's then complete in and of herself, for she is not completed prior to the end of correction. Rather, because of the complete lights of upper Abba Ve'ima that illuminate on the Sabbath day, the abundance reaches Bchina Gimel too, although she is unfit. This is why the abundance that she receives is called charity, indicating that she herself is unfit for the abundance, but that she is sustained by others. As we learn, sun on a Sabbath, charity for the poor. What Bchina Gimel de Nukva receives from the sun on Sabbath, the Ampin, is only as charity, because prior to the end of correction, she is still unfit for that great abundance. This is why a person should make himself as a poor man at the king's gates, in the standing prayer of all 6 weekdays for divinity, to feel for the affliction of divinity, as did David, and to be wrapped in a wrapping of mitzvah, the talit with tzitziot, like a poor man, and with the tefillin, he should be like a meager man at the king's gate, which is Adni, which is the same count as Heichal, or palace, since Adni is in Gematria 65, as the count of Heichal, or palace. The Nukva is called Adni, and divides into three Brinot. In the first two Brinot, she is considered the Heichal of the king, for Adni in Gematria is Heichal, palace. In the third Brina, she is considered the king's gate, for it is impossible to come into the king's palace, the Ampin, except through the king's gate. Likewise, a man should wrap himself with a tzitzit, like a poor man, and with a tefillin, like a meager one, to extend from the start of the beginning of the correction for Bchina Gimel de Nukva, the prayer of the poor who detains all the prayers and all corrections, delays rather. This is why, in that sense, she's like a gate. She's the beginning of the entrance to the palace, as it is written, Adni, Lord, open your lips, for in the correction of Bchina Gimel the lips open, and it is possible to begin to pray the rest of the prayers, and not before. Afterwards, he will extend to the Nukva all her corrections, which are needed for her first two Bchinot, which are the actual palace. 190. When a person opens his mouth on the weekdays, in the evening prayer, the eagle comes down to receive with his wings the night prayer. That eagle is called Nuriel. He is called Uriel on part of Chesed, and he is called Nuriel on the part of Gvura, as he is a burning fire. As it is written in Daniel, a river of fire comes out before him.
Any questions? Yeah?
Oleg from Moscow asks, when there are words which are particularly powerful, like the potion of death, for example, what should one do with that?
What do you do about it? To depict what that is and get rid of it. What's the potion of death? The potion of death are all those pleasures that expand your will to receive. As simple as that. All of the influences that pull you from the Torah. From the studying, from the friends, from the connection, that's called the potion of death.
Ken.
The prayer of the poor is described here as the last.
Which is reached at the end of correction when you discover the concept of the self.
And before that, what do you pray for?
Before that, you can't reveal anything because you have yet to correct the first nine. Leah, Rachel, and me.
Because it's from the beginning that you see that you have nothing, you're the poorest.
But it's not the same me. It's the real empty malchut, which is not revealed before that at all. Yes, Amnon.
We're almost at the end of this powerful lesson. I was completely into it. I wanted to ask, how do we need to go home with this?
You go home and you thank the Creator for studying the holy of holiest books, which is the Book of Zohar, where through the Book of Zohar, humanity is about to receive the entire upper light and to lift itself from the current degree, which is our degree. It doesn't exist. It's called the imaginary world. We don't exist in it. Meaning, we, as we are right now, we don't exist. It's like a dream. It's like an image. We are in such a dream in which we're already getting some kind of an awakening, some kind of a remedy by which to wake up and start living. So you have to be grateful for what you have received. Because this is what I feel now, says Amnon. It all depends on the appreciation, says Rav. The greatness of the Creator is the main thing. The more we can appreciate what we have, with a friend, with the books, with society, with the Creator, by this you increase the illumination. Suppose I have a headache, so I have to take medicine. So suppose I was given 1/1000th of the medicine. So I think about it more and more and more, and by that we increase this remedy until it starts working. I don't know how to put it, but it all depends on the appreciation. The greatness of the Creator, none else besides Him, the good that does good, it's everything. It's the key for the entire advancement. So we don't have questions from abroad. We don't have questions here. Everyone's calm. Good. Excellent. Let's sing and go to sleep. Right? No.
שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב.